I created a new piece of freeware. In this morning's Sydney Morning Herald, Adam Turner wrote in his Digital Life column, the column starts off, as Microsoft ramps up efforts to force Windows 10 onto older PCs, Never 10 helps you maintain the status quo. Lunch with my parents on the weekend turned into an unexpected tech support visit when my dad started up his computer to discover it had upgraded from Windows 7 to Windows 10 against his wishes. After months of harassment from Microsoft's nagware, I assumed that he'd accidentally clicked upgrade, despite his vigilance in closing the pop-up notifications rather than dealing with the Hobson's choice of upgrade now or upgrade later. After a quick online search, I realized I owe Dad an apology, as there's been a spate of unwanted Windows 10 upgrades recently from people who swear they never authorized it. As Microsoft becomes more persistent, Never 10 offers an easy way to put the freeze on Windows 10. It's free software for Windows 7 and 8.1, which makes it simple for anyone to tweak the advanced settings on their computer to ward off the upgrade, something I wish I'd installed on my dad's computer before it was too late. Okay, so I'd been talking about the GWX control panel for a number of months, and it's what I was using on my Win 7 machine, but I'd sort of started not to like it. It was popping up and announcing itself all the time and talking about what a great job it was doing, and I just wanted it to just be quiet. And then there was something I needed to do, and I looked at it, and it's covered with buttons, and it's got a whole screen full of like all of the things it does and what it's doing, and it's like press this if you want this, and press this if you want that, and press this, there's like 12 of those, and it's like I just don't want Windows 10, and so I thought, okay, and of course our listeners know that some months ago I also discovered Microsoft's official solution to this. Back in July, they updated Windows Update, probably around the time they were getting ready to add what they call OS upgrade features to Windows Update. They had the sense of adding some new registry hooks that would disable the OS upgrade. So, and I've talked about it on the podcast. In fact, I created a bit.ly link. It was bit.ly/no-gwx. I talked about it, weeks ago. That takes you to the Microsoft Knowledge Base page, where you can navigate through which version of Windows you have, and then which sub-edition you have, and x86 and x64 and so forth. And then the point is that you need that upgrade in order to incorporate these new options. And then the problem is you need to use the group policy editor or edit the registry. And Leo, I've heard you mention on the Tech Guy that, like, you know, there are ways to do this, but,
I love your approach, because one of the concerns, besides all the buttons on GWX, is that he has to keep it up to date, because he's fighting a cat and mouse game with Microsoft. But Microsoft has always said, we'll support your group policy edits, your settings. They're not going to override that, because that's how Enterprise works, and that would be the end of the line. Right. So this is what you've done is brilliant, actually.
So for the people who don't know, and boy, I tell you, this thing has taken off like a rocket ship.
I bet.
If you Google Never 10, it's just pages.
Well, congratulate you on excellent marketing, because that name Isn't half the reason you're getting links, I'm telling you, is the name Never 10. You know? Yeah. That mainstream media loves that.
So we're at about 27,000 downloads.
Yikes.
And it has immediately jumped to the number one rank of GRC downloads. So all it is, and it annoys me that it is 81K, because get this, 56K of its size is the high color, high resolution icon.
A bitmap. Oh, okay. Well, they're bitmaps, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 56K of my 81 code is just icons.
It's just a few K, yeah.
And, well, and the signature, I have to have a cryptographic signature. That adds 4K. So it would be 21K if I didn't have to carry all this ridiculous GUI baggage.
Steve,
around.
21K, all you're doing is modifying the GPE. Really? You could probably do it 4K.
Except it has a nice UI.
Oh,
it has
UI.
Nice, it's right. Got nice color screens. Yeah. You can see what your status is. So here's what it is. It's super lightweight. It does not install. If you run it on something that cannot have the OS upgrade, which would be an enterprise edition of 7 or 8 or 8.1, it tells you that you're using an enterprise system, so don't worry about it. Or if you try to run it on XP or on Windows 10, neither of those, you know, 10 already has the curse, so there's no point in telling you that it's too late. XP, of course, it isn't a candidate. So it just tells you it's only for 7 or 8.1. Then it checks the current version of the Windows Update client, which is one of the things, which is like one, it's in the Windows System Directory. It looks at the version number, which is different for 7 or 8.1, to make sure that you've got the version number which supports these features, these new registry keys. If not, then it tells you you need to update your version of Windows Update, which it'll do for you. You just press a button. It goes out and pulls one of four files from Microsoft's Windows Update server for 7 or 8.1.
I apologize. This is more complicated than I thought. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah. But the beauty is it all hidden from the user.
Yeah.
The user sees none of this. So it pulls one of four files and runs the standalone installer to install Windows Update. So then the screen comes back and says, okay, now you're – oh, and then since it assumes the only reason you're doing this is to disable it, it then also sets the keys for disable. Now, the other thing I did, I went one step further. First of all, I verified that the group policy edit, all it does is set the registry key, which means we don't need to mess with group policy. This is all in the registry. So there are two keys that it sets, or two values under keys. After it sets them both to disable this behavior, it edits the privileges on them. The way the registry works is it's a hierarchy of keys, in the same way that a file system is a hierarchy of folders that end up containing files. In a file system, the access privileges are typically inherited from the parent. And that's the same as with the registry. So these keys inherit the privileges from their parents, which typically inherit the privileges from their parents. Well, I terminate the inheritance of the privileges on these keys and then assign read-only access to everyone. So all system processes, including Windows itself, are able to read the keys. Nobody can change them. And then if you use Never 10 again, because you can flip it back and forth as much as you want, if you later decide you want to re-enable this, it removes the privilege block, allowing the normal privileges to flow back down into the keys and then it deletes both values as if it had never existed. In no case is anything installed, so you can run it once, set your system the way you want it, and then delete it. Or, you know, it's 81K, you can leave it around. Now, the other thing that I was very impressed by is that in all of my testing I did over the weekend, even if Windows has already downloaded its at least 3 gigabytes of getting ready to upgrade you to Windows 10 files, if you subsequently use this approach to disable Windows upgrade, Windows own GWX tools delete that 3 gigs. And so I don't have to do it. So that was when I saw that, it was like, yes, I was very impressed. So one of the
download 81K and save 3 gigabytes.
Right. Well, and you know, the one of the problems that the GWX control panel guy has is he's trying to keep GWX off of your computer. Well, it's tiny. You can go visit it. It's in the Windows System 32 GWX directory. It's about 30 megs, which, you know, it's not nothing, but it's not big compared to anything else. And the point is that the presence of these keys completely hold it at bay. People make the mistake of trying not to install. It's the 303.55.38 is the update, and so they keep trying to, like, they uninstall that and then they hide it. And the problem is every month Microsoft unhides it. And what I looked a lot at the whole Windows update system and whether I wanted to get involved with that as part of this, and it is just a mess. There's no way to firmly prevent Windows updates from loading. They don't provide the facility. They have this sort of this soft hiding thing, which hides it from the UI, which will prevent it from installing. But Microsoft, on a whim, can choose to change that. And in fact, when they update their updates, these things reappear again.
Yeah. And of course, this was actually part of the deal with the free upgrade, was that you had to agree to updates. You can defer them, but you cannot refuse them.
Right.
So that's, I mean, they were explicit about that. It was in the EULA, but they also were very clear about that was going to be the quid pro quo.
Right. And so anyway, I like this approach. This doesn't prevent anything from happening. It lets Microsoft do its work, but it is in all of the testing, not only does it prevent it from ever offering this stuff to you, but even if it's already there and staged and ready to go, it removes it itself when it sees you don't want it.
Good.
So I think this is a complete solution for the problem. It's, you know, tiny, lightweight, and just does the job.
Fantastic.